On a hot summer Friday, a RAV4 rolls into the parking lot of Cape Cod Beer in Hyannis. It's there for an outdoor festival with live music, cornhole, and, of course, beer. Trailing just behind the car is a bright green shed. The driver parks it right in front of the beer garden.
So right now I am just unpacking, and then we kind of just open up these lovely doors.
This is Jessica Georges. Even with a big sun hat covering up her red hair, she stands around 5 feet tall. And today she's quickly pulling boxes, bottles, and buckets out from every corner of the mobile shed. The shed she calls Sally.
I am setting up Sally Sud Shed. She is one of the ladies of Green Road Refill. The other one is me.
For the last 3 years, Jess, Sally, and Sally's predecessor, a converted school bus named Betty, have traveled to farmers markets and fairs all across the Cape and Nantucket. Georges is selling eco-friendly and plastic-free products, everything from bamboo toothbrushes to biodegradable deodorants. But the heart of her business is refills.
So the whole idea is, why do we need to buy a bottle with our product every time? It's like, how do we solve that? And I was like, well, why can't we just refill? And this was about 3 years ago.
From her mobile shed, Georges and her refills have helped reduce the amount of plastic that ends up in our oceans and in our waste streams. But the problem with single-use plastics has recently gotten even more complicated.
Right. So there's a couple of new things that have occurred through COVID over the last few months. One is that increase on PPE, the personal protective equipment that we're seeing on the ground, the masks, the face shields, the gloves, things like that.
This is Carrie Parcell, the Cape's own recycling expert working with the Department of Environmental Protection. Unfortunately, she says, none of that PPE is recyclable. It's all trash. And in fact, we've all been throwing out a lot more of everything.
So we've seen a huge increase in household trash. Around Massachusetts, it's been 10 to 15% on household trash.
And when it comes to plastics, recycling is not the answer that most of us want it to be. Of all the plastics produced in the last few years, only about 9% eventually got recycled, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. And this is the problem Jessica Georges is trying to solve.
Hi there, how you doing? Oh, good. So have you refilled with us?
The beer festival is in full swing. The young guitarist is playing covers, and people are wandering over to the Green Road Refill mobile shed. They start by gingerly examining wool dryer balls and refillable floss until finally they look up. They see shelves with dozens of colorful jugs that are full of eco-friendly shampoo, lotion, dish soap.
I didn't realize that you had sunscreen, so I'm very intrigued by that.
Some of these customers bring their own bottles that once held perfume or laundry detergent. Others are browsing through a bucket of donated and sanitized bottles. When they've made their choice, locally made hand sanitizer or clove and peppercorn conditioner, they hand their containers to Georges, who asks,
How much do you want? It's $2 an ounce.
She measures by squirts, often counting to herself 23, 24, 25.
Half full.
Yeah, half full. We could do that.
Great.
She weighs the bottle and tallies up the total.
Beer and sunscreen. Who would have thought you'd be buying these two things together, right?
Georges says she's refilled over 1,000 plastic bottles. To Carrie Parcell, efforts like the Green Road Refill are part of consciousness raising that leads to larger change.
And that's how we can be more accountable. Most of us don't have that ability to decide what shows up on our shelves, but to some degree we do. Because if we stop purchasing that in mass, they're going to stop producing it because it's not going to make them money anymore. And that's what's really important, is getting that catalyst going for that change.
Jessica George's dream is a brick and mortar shop for refills. But until that day comes, she'll keep driving her bright green shed to farmers markets and, yes, beer festivals.
Ooh, la la! Nice, nice.
For WCAI, I'm Eve Zukoff.
I think that was the...